I want to talk today about grace. Now, it's one of my favorite subjects. Anybody who's heard me knows it. But I think of this wonderful promise in 2 Corinthians and chapter 12. A verse which we're all familiar with. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And verse 9, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Or my power shows up best in weak people, like the Living Bible says. My grace is sufficient for you, and I want to capitalize the words is. It is sufficient for every single situation, problem, trial, you name it. In fact, later on he says, I'm well content, verse 10, with weakness, insult, distress, persecution, difficulty. It doesn't make a difference what it is. You can lengthen that list and add every single problem that any human being can ever face. My grace is sufficient for you. It's true. There is absolutely no situation that a wholehearted child of God can ever face in his entire life for which the grace of God is not sufficient. If you believe that, it'll change your life. You can be triumphant in every single situation if only you get God's grace. If you don't get it, then of course you find yourself incapable to cope with that. Do you know the number of believers I have met who have fear and doubts and all types of, they live with a lot of fears in their mind and anxieties. Whenever if I have fear and anxiety in my mind concerning anything, I am either saying, I don't have a heavenly Father who cares for me. You know, I'm an orphan, so I have to be anxious and worried. Or I'm saying, I have a Father, but He doesn't give me grace to handle this situation. Sorry. So I have to be a bit grumpy. I have to be a bit sour. I have to be in a bit of a bad mood. You know that every time you're in a bad mood, you're saying that God's grace is not sufficient? I don't believe that I can ever be in a bad mood any time in my life, because I believe the grace of God is sufficient for every single situation. We have to believe it. It's true. Either it's true or the Bible's a lie. God's a liar. Take it like that. I see. But God's not a liar. He says, my grace is sufficient. And Paul says, oh, well, if that's the case, I'm content. Whether it's weakness or insult or distress or persecution or difficulties, whatever it is. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. And Jesus says, my power shows itself best in weak people. The reason we don't overcome is because we are too strong. God's power is manifested in weak people, and that's why God allows many circumstances in our life to break us so that we become weak, so that we have no confidence in ourselves. Now, when we have no confidence in ourselves, we don't become timid. Exactly the opposite. Here is a worldly businessman who's got a lot of self-confidence, and here is a wholehearted child of God who's got tremendous confidence in God and no confidence in himself. That man is a million times more confident than that self-confident businessman. He's not timid. That businessman may face situations where he can be anxious and have sleepless nights. This believer who has no confidence in himself doesn't have a sleepless night, because he's not afraid, because his confidence is in God. God's grace is sufficient. But it shows up in weak people. And that's why God has to make us weak first. In fact, even the great apostle Paul, He could not get grace till he was made weak. Let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, that could be one reason why you haven't got grace. I made it a rule many years ago in my life, and I'm thankful I made it a rule in my life, that if ever I sinned in thought, word, deed, attitude, motive, I would say to myself, I didn't get grace there. Because if I got grace, I would not have sinned. Because His grace is sufficient for every situation. Why didn't I get grace? Because I was too strong in myself. Why was I anxious? Why could I not cope with some situation in my office or in my home or with my neighbors or anything? Why is it some situation they say, oh, this is becoming too much for me? Why do believers say that? Oh, this is Brother Zach, you don't know what I'm facing. You would think they are godless unbelievers talking like that, but they're not. They claim to be born again because they've said the magic mantra words, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. They're not wholehearted disciples. They have not allowed God to break them. God has allowed all types of circumstances in our lives. And if you'd submit to them, you'd have been broken long ago. But we resist, then we're not broken. Do you know that the first step for God to manifest His grace in a person is to break him and make him weak? The mighty Apostle Paul, he says how he had so many fantastic experiences with God that he acknowledged, I was in danger of getting puffed up. It's not a sin to acknowledge that I could become spiritually proud. Do you believe you can become spiritually proud? I'm battling it all the time. The temptation to become spiritually proud. And you recognize that you can fall into that, you won't fall into it. But you say, oh no, I'm beyond all that. Well, you'll fall into it in a few minutes. Paul was humble enough to recognize, I am in danger of spiritual pride because of all the fantastic way in which God was using me and the fantastic way experiences I had and the fantastic revelations God was giving me. And so how did God handle that? The Bible says God gave Paul a thorn. A thorn in the flesh. It was some type of sickness to make him weak. Some type of physical limitation. I don't know what it was. And we don't need to know. But it was something that weakened Paul. And he prayed, God, heal me, heal me, heal me. And nothing happened. God said, I'm not going to heal you. You're going to have that all your life. Imagine if God were to say that to you about some physical ailment you got, and you pray and pray and pray and pray, and one day God says to you, sorry, you're going to have it all your life. But my grace will be enough for you. Will you say with Paul, well, praise the Lord, that's all I need, Lord, that's fine. If you're going to make me weak so that I can have your grace, that's enough. And look at the mighty work God did through Paul. He can do it through you, but He has to make us weak. Even the Apostle Paul, he had to do that because the Lord said, my power is made perfect in weakness. See, this is the difference between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. In the Old Covenant, He made Samson strong. In the New Covenant, He makes Paul weak. It's quite the difference. The Bible says Jesus was crucified in weakness. He did not exercise His power. He could have called 72,000 angels from above, but He wouldn't call them. That's weakness. He was crucified in weakness. You have the power to hit back at somebody, but you don't hit back. That's weakness.